podcast. Have had for about 4 years now. Neither of us want to do it, so we're going to get on some ISIS, Middle Eastern, Turkish guy. Hope to Christ he can save us. If he doesn't, then I think we better go die. This fat shit Doug doing OMAD. But I know that man is going to go mad if he doesn't have more than a meal in a day. But I've been up with his phone in your business.
Tired of listening to meaningful podcasts in the morning? Spice up your day with the Who's Right podcast. Two sexy men, Doug and Anthony, as they talk about anything and nothing. You are sure to love it. Every Wednesday and Sunday. Join.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was the best promo video ever.
Okay, so I am legally required... Fuck. All right. What a fucking mess, man. I am... legally required to start out by saying this episode is brought to you, no, sponsored by Podcorn. I don't know why I'm legally required to say that, but I have a list of things that I have to get through today, and that is one of them.
It's the law.
Those of us in the business will call the upcoming promo a mid-roll promo. You wouldn't know anything about that.
Am I not in the business or what?
Okay. There, that was professional, right?
Yep. Absolutely it was.
Okay, fuck, enough of that shit. So I got funny story.
All right.
I thought of two people when I was eating my lunch today. You and Kaya.
Hmm. All right.
So I inadvertently at the grocery store, I inadvertently bought a half a pound of macaroni and cheese loaf.
How? You know what inadvertently means, right? So,
I do. I meant to buy a pound, but I only bought a half a pound.
The story gets better. All right.
But I don't know that you heard what I said.
You were thinking about me when you were eating cheese, ham and cheese loaf?
Mac and cheese loaf.
Mac. I don't know what that is. What the hell is a mac and cheese loaf?
Okay. So if you know what... Okay, so this is why I'm fat, all right? If you know how they make meat, mm-hmm. They mix everything up. It's a paste. Then they squirt it into a tube or a pan, and then they cook it, right?
Yep.
All right. So macaroni and cheese loaf, they take the meat. They mix it up. Over here in this side of the room, they make a batch of macaroni and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Then they ship them both down the corridor into the same thing and mix that all up, and then they squish it and cook it. So I ate meat slices that had macaroni and cheese inside the meat slices. I was positive that I wasn't going to do justice in trying to explain this.
Okay.
So here's what it looks like.
Perfect. What's the red shit?
Pimentos.
Oh, God.
And I also had prime rib and horseradish potato chips. That's
so
it.
That was the whole story. So I want to know how that made you think of me or Kaya. I mean, I understand Kaya maybe because he was pressuring you to do the one meal a day deal, but me.
Well, because I was going to tell you about it.
Oh.
But I was sitting there eating it like, I mean, no matter what, it's still one sandwich, right? So if you have two pieces of meat, you're just eating one sandwich. And if it's regular meat slices, it really shouldn't matter what's all in those meat slices. You're not any more gluttonous.
You can try to justify this to yourself any way you want. I mean,
am I right though?
No, you're not right.
Why?
You're not any more gluttonous. What do you mean? So you're not any more gluttonous if you put macaroni and cheese in your meat? Of course you are.
No, but it's the same amount of meat. Don't you get it?
No, apparently not. So it's, I don't, are you sure it's even, if once they mix macaroni and cheese in there, are you sure it's even meat anymore? I mean, it ceases to be meat at that point.
Okay, do you still have your screen up where you can see what I'm sharing?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. That was a check. You're supposed to have that shit minimized. As a reminder, if you do a super chat or anything, we're not going to get to it right away, but we will get to it towards the end of the episode. Minimize your shit, Anthony.
Minimize your shit. So, you can't be serious. I mean, as far as like thinking that it's not fucking more gluttonous to add macaroni and cheese to your meat. So,
okay, I do believe that it is not any more. It's not gluttonous, because gluttonous means more of, right?
I just heard the word when I watched that movie Seven, and the guy was really fat. I thought gluttonous meant fat.
I thought it meant like consuming too much of something.
Yeah, fat.
Gluttony.
It means you like something too much or something?
Habitual greed or excess in eating. Right, so I wasn't eating anything extra.
I think it means extra like as compared to normal people, not extra as compared to... Once you set a baseline for yourself...
No, okay.
That's
so
not where gluttony comes in.
What kind of fucking... When's the last time you had a cold meat sandwich?
It's been quite a while. I'm not a huge fan.
Of course it has.
I don't like them that much.
Of course you don't. Fuck. Okay. Let's assume it was yesterday for the sake of getting through this fucking thing.
All right. Yesterday I had one.
How many slices of meat do you put on it?
If it's just like a regular bologna sandwich, just one.
Bullshit.
Okay. If I'm putting cheese on it, just one, because one slice of cheese and one slice of bologna. Sometimes if I don't have cheese, I'll have two slices of bologna. If it's just the like regular
slices
of bologna. Okay,
fine. I'll pretend that I believe you just to get through this. So if you put two slices of bologna on your sandwich, and I just said I use two slices of meat on my sandwich, one is not, regardless of what's in the meat, I'm not more gluttonous than you.
Look at me. You're more gluttonous than me.
All right, whatever.
He's like, all right, whatever.
Well, yeah, because you're just being mean, and yeah, I don't want you to be mean.
I'm sorry. I apologize. So my next question should have been, was it good?
Yes, it was fucking good. It was.
Did you warm it up?
No. What are you? What kind of fucking fag are you? Why would you warm up lunch meat?
Macaroni and cheese. That's why. So you would eat macaroni and cheese cold out of the refrigerator, and it's
yes. Perfect. Look at me. Macaroni and cheese tastes better when it's cold.
Bullshit.
I rest my case. So okay, you're walking through the store. Okay, I'm walking through the store, and I was going over to get some salami, and I seen that, and I'm like, I like macaroni and cheese, and I like loaf. Why would I not like macaroni and cheese loaf?
Did you eat the whole half pound?
That's irrelevant to the conversation.
Is it? We're talking about gluttony. I think it's very relevant to the conversation.
So the funny thing is I may have only put two slices of meat on my sandwich. How many sandwiches did I have?
Two slices. You cut that half pound loaf in half. Two fucking slices. And how many pieces of bread? 12 pieces of bread?
Oh, no. So I should have been. Yeah. So you didn't understand what I was saying. So I bought it at the deli. So I had to have them slice it. So the meat was in regular people-sized slices.
All right.
It wasn't like I was cutting it off like a big meatloaf.
Can I get some non-gluttonous slices, please? So as you were eating it, and you were eating your
I cried a little
disgusting
bit.
Disgusting fucking chips. Did you?
Do you like prime rib?
I don't know. I guess I never really had a good prime rib, so I don't know. If I had a good one that somebody cooked, maybe.
How in the fuck...
I don't know. I'm not a steak guy. I don't. Or a rib guy. I don't know. I mean, I'm just. Not...
But prime rib. You're an idiot. You are.
I got nothing. I'm not a rib guy.
You are an uncultured piece of shit.
Wow. Hey, I'm not a piece of shit.
No, you are.
I'm uncultured. Maybe I am uncultured though. I'm a simple guy, man. So. What I want to know, as you were eating it, were you thinking like, I need to change something, like my life? I need to change my life. I need to do something about this.
No.
Or were you like, this is good, everything is fine?
So, again, you're focused on the fact of what was in the meat, not that I only had one sandwich, by the way. But you're focused on the fact that, to me, it wouldn't matter if it was slices of cupcake in the meat. I'm still only eating two slices.
But that's not true at all. I mean, two slices of cupcake meat would be way worse for you than two slices of just regular, like.
I almost spit my water out when you said cupcake meat for some reason.
It sounds weird, cupcake meat. Maybe it's because, and I fall into the same boat, I guess. Like, maybe we never learned what actual healthy eating was. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what the fuck healthy means when you're eating food. I'm assuming if apple, it grows in the ground, apple.
Apple meat. Apple meat is healthy.
Yeah, you ever had smoked applewood bacon? It's fucking delicious.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah, that.
So I gotta learn to start keeping shit to myself.
Fuck all that. Be proud to drink that gravy.
Gravy meat.
I don't know why it is, but for some reason I always come back to that. The imagery of a really fat person drinking cups of gravy out of a fucking coffee cup instead of coffee is really funny to me. I mean, I've been saying that same fucking joke for years because I think it's funny.
What is there that you would, I'm trying to think of weird shit that you can put in meat. Like, would you eat pussy flavored meat?
No.
Why?
Wait. I mean, yes. I think I technically do, right? Yeah, no, probably not. Cause I don't want to cross those wires in my brain. Like every time I eat a sandwich, I get a boner. I mean, weird, man. You got to keep that shit separate.
What about? Yeah, all right. I guess if you want to eat pussy flavored meat, you want to eat butthole flavored meat.
I do cock flavored meat though.
All right. So I guess we just got these fucking stories left, right?
Perfect.
That.
Check and check.
All right. Fucking. Did. I'm reading it now. Pennsylvania mom overdoses while wearing Cookie Monster costume. Did you add this?
No. You did.
I added it today.
Even better. Wow. I think I might have saw it in our Discord, so maybe you got it from there.
I typically, when somebody sends us something, I typically put their name in there, but thanks, whoever sent it in.
Or maybe they didn't, and I just imagined that.
All right. Pennsylvania mom overdoses in Cookie Monster costume outside babysitter's house. C is for child endangerment.
C is for a lot of things. Why is it got to be child endangerment?
Pennsylvania mother was treated for overdosing while wearing a Cookie Monster costume. You think she's a furry?
Yes. Why else would she? It wasn't even a Cookie Monster costume. It just happened to be a blue dragon. They mistook it for a Cookie Monster.
Just minutes after dropping a nine-year-old daughter off at a babysitter, according to a report. I don't even know why this is on here.
So, I don't either. You're the one that put it on here. So, right next to this.
Yeah, let's do that.
more on drug overdoses. Feds failed to remove heroin from smuggler's digestive tract who died in jail. So, if you...
I don't think that should be on the feds.
That's what I was just gonna say. If you stuff heroin up your ass and you die because the feds don't take it out of your ass when you get arrested, that's on you, man. Maybe you shouldn't shove heroin up your ass.
All right, so this is like one of them stories that we used to come across where I'm not entirely sure that this is written by a professional. It starts off with the family of a drug smuggler pinched at JFK Airport. Nobody talks like that. Nobody
you know, uses the word pinched.
Yeah, unless you're a fucking 50s mobster.
Right.
Arguing that authorities failed to extract a massive payload of heroin from his digestive tract before he was sent to federal lockup. So he died from an overdose when the dope burst in his gut.
Yeah, that is not professional writing.
It's like
massive
payload. If I told you to get me a story on my desk by the end of business today, this is what I would expect to come from you.
Yep. Here's the massive payload, sir.
Yeah, see? The big boss here, see? There's a massive payload of heroin.
Perfect.
Been working on my... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is from the New York Post. I wonder if all their stories are like that. That's just the way they write, maybe.
Is the New York Post a bullshit
thing? It sure sounds like it, doesn't it? I'm not really sure, but it sure does sound like it.
It's powered by WordPress.com. Is that the good one or the bad one?
.com is the bad one.
Okay.
We're all about .org over here.
Yeah, so we did a bonus Sunday, right?
Right.
And we delved into the website rebuild that you are currently taking on.
Right.
So I think I gave you 2 weeks, and I'm going to do a check right now.
All right.
Check up on you. 'Cause I
perfect.
I believe that you are way, way ahead of schedule.
It's never happened to me before. It cost me a lot of money, but you know.
So one, I'd say it still looks like shit. Mm-hmm. And two, it looks better than it did when I was in control of it.
Perfect. That's all I can hope for.
So good job, Anthony. I am sorry that I doubted you.
No, you're not. And you'll do it again in the future. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
So whosrightpodcast.com is up and running poorly. but we are back on the internet and nobody even knew we were gone.
Right. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. The site was down for 12 whole years and nobody even noticed. Pennsylvania teacher allegedly posed as woman online to solicit pics, videos from boys. God, this New York Post is great. I wonder if this is just like it looks like one of them gossip magazines, basically, like an online version of a gossip magazine.
Why don't we do that at our website? Why don't we just make our own fucking stories? Like,
okay. Yeah, I'm in. That'd be great. And we try to pass it off as real news?
Yeah. How do we do it to where we can write anything we want and not get in trouble? If we say this is a satire site, like in small letters down at the bottom, does that get us out of the pokey?
Pokey? I don't know. I suppose it all depends on what you write. I mean, as long as you don't write anything about social issues, nobody will even give a shit. You can write whatever you want as long as you're not, you know, you don't get attacked by social justice warriors.
Well, what would be the point in doing it if we're not going to try to get attacked?
I know. That's kind of what I was thinking. I want to put in small letters or in big letters at the bottom, this is real. This is not satire.
No, I mean, if you were to say something like, fuck, I don't know, Jim Carrey fucked Michael Jackson's corpse and whatever happened. I don't know.
Pretty sure that you can't do that.
But what if you say it's satire at the bottom?
What's the satire? I don't think you know what satire means. Satire doesn't mean you just get to say bad things about people. Does it? Maybe it doesn't. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, satire definition, the use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly Whoop, that wasn't right. Particularly in the context of contemporary politics and other topical issues. Okay, so if I said Trump, fuck.
There you go.
Then I'm just being satirical.
Right? Orange man fucks child molester corpse. That could be the headline, right?
What if all of our stories just say Peter Norica did it?
Somehow, somewhere, no matter what the story is, somewhere in the story, it all points back to Peter Norica every time. That would actually be pretty funny.
Peter Norica impregnated Jasmine Kane. That fucking bitch.
Oh, God. So Peter Norica got Jasmine Kane'd.
Oh.
I love it.
All right. Do you want to do our... We had talked last week about trying to come up with our own true crime podcast.
Yeah.
You want to do that now, or do you want to do that after the syringe story?
You know what? Let's go ahead and get into the true crime podcast and see how bad we can fuck this up.
All right. Let me set the scene here. All right. You ready?
I think so. I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. So those of you new to the show, we have decided that we are going to... There it is. I couldn't find the thing that I added. I thought you deleted it. Mm-mm. Okay, we have decided that we are going to create our own true crime podcast. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do was create a well-produced, well-written episode where we added sound effects in the background and eerie noises and whatnot. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling them, not you.
I know. I'm just, you know, going along agreeing. With the conversation. I'm just agreeing.
Okay, very good. So we're going to do... a segment starting now. We never came up with a name for this segment.
The segment. Here is the segment.
The true. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Hi, welcome to the true crime segment.
You got me all fucked up already.
All right. This is, I don't even know where this fucking happened. Jacksonville. Okay. This is a story about a, I don't know how true crime, I've never listened to a fucking true crime podcast.
Oh my God.
What's the name of our true crime? No. What's the name of our crime? Our podcast.
Fuck. I don't know. We should have came up with a name before we fucking tried to do the bit.
Right. Because so first we have to come up with a name. Then we have to come up with a name for our listeners based off the name.
How about Crime Happens? No, that's kind of gay. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
How about racially motivated crimes?
Wait, but then everything has to be racially motivated.
Yeah, because well, that's what we do.
That's no fun. I don't want to get pigeonholed here.
So I want racial. In the name of our show, that way I can call our listeners racists.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. You can't grow an audience if you start out calling your audience racist. I kind of like the idea.
You can do whatever the fuck we want. It's our true crime podcast.
Right.
Okay. So
just call it our true crime podcast.
That's so fucking gay.
Yes. It's not as gay as racially motivated crimes. The okay, podcast.
Then okay, I'll come up with something different then. Work with
actually,
me here.
We're actually, spitballing. I kind of like that. Racially motivated crimes, the podcast.
I don't like it.
It was your idea.
I don't give a fuck. I don't mean to have to stick with it. All right, fine. Whoop. We'll work on the name. Okay.
How about we get our listeners to give the name? That way they can name themselves.
What about, okay, so right, crime ridden, white crime, white.
I love your word association. Right crime, white crime, crime right.
Perfect. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Donald Watts, 38, was arrested in High Springs after police apprehended him rolling naked in a muddy ditch and making bird noises.
Caw, 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 caw.
Action News Jacksonville reported that police radio static were... Nope, I wasn't supposed to read that.
I knew. I told you. What did I tell you? It was the second one.
hold on. I'll cut that out. Action News Jacksonville reported that police were called to Southeast Brawley Terrace with reports that Watts was high on methamphetamine and acting erratically.
Whoa, 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 ah, ah.
While police were on the scene, a second 911 call was placed by a homeowner.
I own a home.
How many numbers are in that phone?
Calling everybody he knows.
Who said that a person was in his yard with a flashlight.
Who's there? Who's there?
Deputies went to the complainant's home, and they spotted a flashlight being turned on and off and unheard unusual noises.
Ah! Who's there? Ah! Ah! Who's it? Ah! Who's there?
They investigated further and found Watts in the ditch, completely nude, pacing back and forth. completely nude, pacing back and forth and making sounds with his mouth.
I'm naked!
According to Action News Jax. When approached by police, Watts...
What the fuck was that?
Quit breaking character. Those are the background noises. You just read.
When approached by police, Watts attempted to escape, hiding under the porch of a mobile home.
You can't see me. I'm here. Can't see me.
After a brief standoff, he left his hiding place and engaged with police, punching one of the deputies several times, according to reports. Two deputies used stun guns on Watts.
Ah! Stun gun! Ah!
To no effect.
Oh, that didn't hurt.
Oh, fuck, I almost passed out. They called for backup and were soon joined by six other deputies.
Hey, what's going on over here?
As well as Casper, a canine officer. The group tracked Watts to nearby woods. When he saw Casper, the nude man got down on his hands and knees and began acting like a dog himself.
I'm a dog! Give me a treat! I'm a dog!
Action News Jax reported. I gotta work on my punctuation.
Uh-huh.
Casper's handler then gave the dog the command.
What kind of are ya?
To bring the suspect down. When the dog engaged Watts, he grabbed the animal's head, bit his ear, and wrestled him to the ground.
Dog, what'd you bite me for? Get out of here!
Enraged, the dog worked his way free and bit Watts's head as he was being taken into custody.
Don't take me away! I'm naked!
Enraged, the dog worked his way free and bit Watts's head.
Ah! My head!
There we go.
I missed that one.
As he was being taken into custody.
Don't take me away!
Deputies took Watts to the hospital to clean up the dog bite before booking him in Columbia County Detention Facility.
I think it's infected!
Oh, fuck. He is being charged with resisting arrest with violence, simple battery on a law enforcement officer, and aggravated battery on a service dog.
I beat the fuck out of that dog!
All right. Well, that went as planned.
All right, where's our ad money? Where's the ad money for our True Crime podcast?
I don't know. I think we can do something with this.
I think that's funny.
So we even named that Foley. You did no sound effects. You just kept going, ah!
But it was funny. I don't have any side. I did some sound effects.
All right. I lost my board here.
It was so awesome that you didn't even make it to the second one and you read it. And then you went back and you almost read it again.
Fuck you. You don't know what I almost did.
Oh, I know. That was great.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get hired as like background noises for some podcasts.
Okay, so I talked a little bit earlier. I briefly discussed that this episode was, I want to see how I can do a 60-second ad read here. Fuck. Okay. So like I said, this episode is sponsored by Podcorn. Anthony, you got it from here? I can't do this.
I like popcorn. I don't know. Isn't that what you said? Sponsored by popcorn? So we everybody knows, I think. Anybody that's listened very long knows how I feel about advertising and how you feel about advertising.
No, we feel differently about advertising.
Yeah, that's what I said. How I feel about advertising and how you feel about advertising.
Okay, so here's the irony in this. We have a sponsor, mm-hmm. and it is not even a company. It's a website that gets other people sponsored. So we are sponsoring an ad company.
So we had a discussion where I was frustrated because I didn't want to be sponsored by Big Mattress. So your thinking is maybe we get sponsored by Big Advertising. That'll help. That'll smooth things over.
All right. So those of you that either have shows or have a product, I guess, either one, if you don't know what Podcorn is, it's a website where you can go and get signed up, as we did, and get your... I'm trying to fucking find this. Here we go. All right. So it's a website where you can go and get signed up, and if you're a podcast or any other whatever else there is that would advertise, you can go through a list of websites and pick who you want, reach out, send them whatever you want. I can't do this. I'm just fucking rambling. You know what? Keep your money.
keep your money.
Fuck it. Yeah, keep your money. Moving on.
So go to Podcorn and...
So it's actually really neat. So in our case, we had something lined up a couple weeks ago and it fell through. I don't know why.
Was it me?
Yes. But they came back and said that they would be interested in sponsoring us, the actual website itself.
What I hope for their sake that they listened to our show, at least one episode.
Well, I've got to send them this. So they're going to hear this.
Yeah.
And say, what the fuck?
So there are a couple people who do podcasts who listen to our show. At least go over, get signed up, check them out, see what you think.
So I've got a list of things here from them, and I'm supposed to do all this like as if I'm not reading from it.
Okay. So don't read from it.
Right. Okay.
You should have it memorized already.
Yeah, that's what it is. So one of the things it says is talk about your real and personal experience using Podcorn and any benefits you found. So I don't think this is what they intended, but their website sucks. I hate it.
I don't think that's what they intended. No.
But they say, you know, in business, they say all feedback is a gift, mm-hmm. and you should appreciate any negative feedback because it comes from a truer place.
Yeah.
And like the service, in my opinion, is awesome. It gives somebody like us the ability to go out and set up a sponsorship deal or get sponsored, whether it's just for one episode or even if they pull the plug halfway through the episode. it gives you an opportunity to monetize your content.
Yep.
Okay. That's great. And you look through all the sponsorship, you know, you go on their website and you look, start scrolling through all the opportunities and it's like, okay, I think we could do something with that or let's try that. But the reason why the website sucks, in my opinion, is a lot of the sponsorship opportunities, they only want to sponsor based on your demographic. So there was one that I thought fit us really, really well. And I was in conversation with the company and I thought we had shit lined up. But then they wanted to know our demographics and they wanted it to be at least an 80% female demographic. But it would have been great if I could have sorted through all that and not wasted all the time that went back and forth with this company getting to that point.
Like if they put the demographic right up front.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like 4 days worth of going back and forth with this company only for them to say, oh no, we wanted something with a 80% female demographic. It's like, put that on the fucking front page, like right up front. I want to know that. I want to know that it doesn't matter.
I understand what you're saying. That way that you wouldn't have wasted your time reaching out to a company that was looking for an audience of females. We don't have an audience of females. We got four of them.
And then the other thing that pisses me off about it is if you go, I don't think you or anybody else cares about our RSS feed, but I had to put a tracker on our RSS feed about 2 months ago. It gives our download statistics to this company.
Oh, okay.
So they could track and see how much we're actually downloading. So we don't just say, we got 2 million downloads or,
Right.
So I had to do all that shit. And then in these conversations back and forth with that other company, mm-hmm. I had to keep going in and pulling my stats from 3 different places to take a snapshot, save it on my desktop, and then send it to them and then do it again over and over and over again. Like,
why couldn't they just use the tracker?
Right. That's what I said to Podcorn is, you know, I went through all this shit with my provider, my host or whatever, to get you this fucking information, and you're not even fucking using it. I don't understand.
Interesting. This is all very constructive feedback.
Well, they wanted to know my real personal experience, and this is that. I'm not going to.
So do you want to hear my real personal experience? I have to sit and listen to you bitch about it. So.
But the good thing,
I'm good. I'm good. I'm from my end, my personal experience is good.
But the good thing is they are like they're very easy to work with and there's something for everybody. So
they seem like nice guys or girls or whatever, nice people to talk to or whatever, and they don't seem pushy or anything like that.
No, they're the opposite of pushy. I'm sure they make money every time that somebody's getting paid. That's the whole,
of course,
whole thing. But no, they're you know, you get to set your own price. You say, okay, look, I got this many downloads. I want to get paid this much to talk about this thing. And they say either yes or no.
So do they have you were only able to find one. Or did you just not find anything else yet that matched up with us? Or that would be, I can't imagine a bunch of nasty sex toys are making their way into mainstream advertising for us to pick from. Because that's kind of what would line up with us, right? I mean, just the raunchiest, strangest things you can think of.
No, there was a couple good things on there that I thought we could have some fun with. I reached out to 3 of them.
Yeah.
One of them, that's the other thing I don't like is, if you send a proposal and the company don't like you or not interested,
yeah,
it just goes off into there's no like no thank you or anything. It's just get pack sand. I don't know.
they never said no, I mean like no thank. It was nothing like that. It was just
no
response.
Right. But if they are interested, then they'll. 3-4 days later, whatever, there'll be somebody that writes you back and says, you know, we'd like to, how would you feel about doing 2 mid-rolls and a pre-roll or 2 pre-rolls and a mid-roll or 1 and 1 and 1 or whatever.
Interesting. So I wonder if there's a way that we could record something beforehand and drop it in as a mid-roll, just like a commercial break. We'll just, you know.
Yeah, they don't. Is it, from what I understand, that pays a lot less.
Really?
Yeah, because then it's your audience then knows that it's a commercial, and they jump forward X amount of seconds.
But I think our audience knows that this is a commercial.
It's the worst fucking commercial they've ever heard.
All right.
I'm ready to drop Podcorn now just based on what we've said about them.
All right.
it's not a very good advertisement for them.
I think it's cool. You're not big into advertising, but I think it's cool that we have a connection to some bigger companies that we wouldn't normally have access to.
I don't think we do now.
We did.
We might have 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, we did at one point. We don't now, but that's on you. That's not.
That's right.
Well, we had an agreement.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to try to monetize this show.
Right.
I got everything lined up. I got all your ducks in a row for you.
Uh-huh.
And then you were supposed to do the ad read, and you fucked it up.
Damn it. Are you allowed to say some of the companies that are on there, or is that a breach of your contract?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. To give people an idea of what they're looking at?
Go check it out. I'm not doing any more of their work for them. Go to podcorn.com. Check it out. There.
Yep, I fucked it up. You're right.
What, you think I want to spend the next 15 minutes talking about all these other companies?
I think you do, yes. Was that a rhetorical question?
So, thank you, Podcorn.
Thank you, Podcorn. Mm.
That went way worse than I had anticipated.
Yeah?
I knew it was going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea it was going to be that bad.
I find that hard to believe. How could you not know that it was going to be that awkward and that bad?
Because we've been doing this for the better part of, 3 years now.
Yeah, we've been doing this. not that.
How hard would it have been for me to just to say, this episode is sponsored by Podcorn. Go to Podcorn if you have a podcast and you are looking for a sponsorship. Reach out to them. They will hook you right up, and you can make big podcast dollars dumped right on your front fucking lawn. How hard would that have fucking been?
I rewind the tape and we can see how hard it would have been. I mean, I think we can literally watch how hard it was for you.
You don't even have to fucking work anymore. You just got podcast money thrown at you.
Just truckloads of podcast money. I would say that I would recommend everybody start a podcast. It is the easiest way to make a living. You will be a millionaire, guaranteed.
Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is making podcasts.
This is just a budding industry that you can get in on the ground floor.
Imagine, you know, you want to buy my Rodecaster? I am so fucking tired of this piece of shit.
For my other podcast that I do, I don't. What I need the Rodecaster for? I have superior equipment.
You know, you kind of warned me at the beginning. You're like, yeah, everything looks good about it, and that's what bothers me. You can't find a negative review about the Rodecaster.
Right.
I'm like, shut up, hater. you're just a hater who wants to tinker with your hippie electronics in your garage and cobble something together.
But God, I mean, damn it. Didn't it seem strange? I mean, sometimes
I challenge anybody to go on the internet and find something negative about the fucking Rodecaster. You can type into YouTube, "My Rodecaster Pro caught on fire and killed my daughter." And the first video that comes up is some douchebag with bleached blonde hair holding up a Rodecaster saying, "The number one tool for podcasters."
Only killed 3 kids nationwide.
Fucking YouTube.
I can't tell. I'm so deep in my own head that I can't tell when I'm being conspiracy minded or when something is actually weird. But I thought that was strange. You look up the Rodecaster and you literally can't find anything bad about it. It cannot be a miracle fucking product, right? It can't be. Something else is going on. Rodecaster production company, whatever the fucking company's called, they spent more money on making people say good things about it than they did making the goddamn thing.
Yeah. So if you want to If you want to have the only roadcaster that has ever been on the Who's Right podcast touched by my fat, greasy fingers, I was going to give out my new email address, but I'll wait on that.
Yeah, you better wait.
Doug, put my fucking email in there, dick.
Are you going to sign it?
Sure, whatever they want. I'll sign it and poop. I don't give a fuck. I just want this out of here.
I think you should sign it and poop.
Don't you think that that would decrease the value if I signed it?
To me, it would, yes. But to people that like you, no.
Bullshit.
Where? I mean, it depends on where you're going to sign it. Right across the screen? In a fucking permanent yes. marker? My signature is this big black mark across the fucking across the screen.
Yeah.
Somebody would probably buy it because if we're ever like, you know, get to Joe Rogan's level next week or whatever, then they got the roadcaster signed by you.
So you understand that we're at as high as we're going to get, right?
No, of course not. We're on an upward trajectory.
Actually, we're more on a downward trajectory.
We're on an upward trajectory.
Right. Okay.
We're
so
shooting into the stratosphere.
Yeah. I think that the five podcasters that listen to us,
mm-hmm.
two of them can probably afford this, mm-hmm. and neither one of them want to have my fucking chicken scratch on it anywhere.
All right. So that, are you trying to say we need to get more podcast listeners? Podcasting listeners? Is that?
Yes. We need to
I'm
get
trying,
into
I'm trying to spin what you're saying into something positive.
We need to get into the Twitter retweet groups. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, I like that idea. I think that'll really help us.
Full circle, bitch.
We got out of it and we're trying to get back in.
Just so I can offload this piece of shit equipment. This whole thing has been a ruse just to get to buy this, use it, and sell it.
At a loss.
Maybe Uncle Randy could cash in some of that t-shirt money and buy it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to trade your Roadcaster for two Uncle Randy t-shirts?
Yes. Is he going to sign them?
Hopefully not. So what's your next setup going to be? You're going to just finally move on to the next Roadcaster? Just nothing.
USB mic right into the side of the computer. I'm done with all this shit.
Perfect. That's good.
Oh, this thing was sent in. What the fuck? I swear to God, you're fucking with me. You have changed everything on the board.
Change anything.
I think it was sent in by you or something in Discord, EWE or whatever. Oklahoma college recruiter fired after. Motherfucker! What the fuck is there pop-ups on the...
I'm not even sure where you're at.
Lined up by color.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Oklahoma college recruiter fired after lining up high school students by skin color and hair texture. Students at an Oklahoma City high school were made to line up by skin color and hair texture by a college recruiter who had since been fired. All right. Tell me when you start getting curious as to how the fuck this would happen. 11th grade right. students at Harding Charter Preparatory High School told K4TV the recruiter from Oklahoma Christian University visited Monday and during a gathering at the gym first asked them to line up from darkest to lightest skin. After dispersing that line, he had them stand based on their hair. He told us to line up nappiest hair in the back and straightest hair in the front. I don't believe this.
No. Yeah, there's no way that this is true. No, nobody is going to, as a college recruiter, nappy heads over here.
Unless it was like Don Imus. He's the only.
He's the only one that even uses that word.
He told us to line up nappiest hair in the back and straightest hair in the front. Junior student Rio Brown said in an interview with the Oklahoma City station. That's when I felt uncomfortable, classmate Corey Todd said. I was like, okay, I don't think this is right. So you line them up from darkest to lightest, and you're okay with that. Like, oh, okay, everything.
Wesley Snipes on this end, Larry Bird on this end. Let's go.
Hey, Seal, Wrong end. Both the university and the high school acknowledged in statements to the station that the incident took place. There was supposed to be people crying and shit. What there the was? Fuck? This isn't... It's not even the same article that I read before. This for being a well-prepared show, this is pretty fucked.
Right.
All right, I'm going to need you to talk while I look.
Oh, you're still looking? Are you pulling up a different story? OC admissions leadership did not approve the inappropriate activity in advance. I was just reading what the next line here. The fact that they would think that they would need to approve that. Hey, I'm going to line your kids up by lightest to darkest and nappy hair to straight hair. Are you cool with that? Oh, my God. Are you pulling up another article or a different article?
I was looking for the other version of this article that I read today.
Oh, okay. Well, while we're waiting, you can check out podcorn.com and see if you want to sign up and get yourself some sponsorships if you're doing a podcast or thinking about doing a podcast in the future. You might want to wind up your sponsorships in advance.
So I can't find the story anymore, but what they were saying is that there were teachers walking out crying because they were so upset that he did this. Oh. And yeah, that's kind of what the whole fucking thing I wanted to read about was the teachers crying. Like if you were a teacher and this guy comes in and he starts saying, you know, nappy headed blacks over here, clean cut whites over here. Are you going to, like, say, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Get out of my classroom, asshole. No, I'm going to walk out crying. People are weird. Doesn't there seem to be a lot more running out of the room crying? In everything that happens, people are always crying or super emotional about, he said a bad word. Just...
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's funny that I'm stuck on that, like with the people crying. What is there to cry about? What happened that could send somebody into tears?
Yeah. Nothing. There's nothing that, hey, can you line up over here by lightest to darkest? Duh! Like, you just start crying? I don't understand. Like, your emotional state must be so close to breaking all the time for that to trigger you into an emotional break, basically.
Okay, so if a teacher comes to your kid's school and or a recruiter, whatever the fuck, and you find out that they lined your kids up from lightest to darkest, would that bother you?
Yeah, I think that's stupid.
Why?
Why would they do that? I mean, what would the reasoning behind it be?
It's a parent.
It's a parent?
Yeah.
What? Maybe I'm missing it.
No, so the high crime is on one side. But it would be a gradient, and you don't know necessarily where to draw the line and say you guys aren't going to make it into college.
This half of the room's not going to college. Here's your crowbars. Get out of here.
So what would you do in that situation then?
If I found out about it later, yeah. I don't know. I'd be like, I would go down to the school and ask questions. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Would you really?
Yeah, of course I would.
When's the last time that you went to your kid's school and asked questions? I'm not talking about a fucking PTA thing. I'm talking about leaving the comfort of your house and going there. I demand answers.
I demand reparations. I've never done that.
But this would cause you to do that?
Yeah. Not like just this. Not, it's not like this is the line. If I needed to, I would. I don't understand.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Because why? If you're if your kids came home and said, yeah, we had to line up from darkest to lightest, you'd be like, well, that's fucking weird, but I'm glad you're not black.
I'd lead with that.
No. That's how I start every conversation with my kids.
So you would, are you just saying that you would be fine with it, or you would just be like, meh?
Yeah, I wouldn't drive to the school. Like, what am I going to say?
You wouldn't drive. So you let your kids go to be raised by the school for hours a day. Yes. Yes.
No,
yes,
the
yes.
Fuck if I do. I do not let the school raise my kids. That's your problem.
You won't even talk to the school about what is happening at the school. You're allowing them to just do whatever they want. I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Allowing them. If my son was to come home and said he was getting finger blasted by the PE teacher, I might drive to the school for that.
Maybe after this show's over.
But so, just lining up, people are different. It's okay. You can acknowledge the fact that people have different skin colors. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with looking and saying you are darker than him. Do you think that when they leave school that nobody knows that people are different shades?
No, I know that they know that they're different shades. Do you think that they make them march out of school in line by color? I don't understand the point of the exercise. I would go to school and say, okay, why are you doing this?
Okay. How many times when you were in school, mm-hmm, did you have to line up from shortest to tallest?
Just in gym, I think.
Okay. Did your parents come to the school?
No.
Okay. Not. Your kids have had to do it. Did you go to the school?
No, of course not.
Why is that okay? Why is that okay, so, but skin color isn't? It's the same thing. You can't help.
So now short is the same as black? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think I once said that it was black. I just think that...
I'm missing where you're going with this one.
No, you're not. I've got you. I've got you right in the fucking corner where I always get you.
Do you? I mean, what you're saying is stupid. I don't think you do.
Okay.
The analogy that you're making is
the analogy
stupid.
Is fucking perfect. I couldn't wait to spit it out as soon as it went into my fucking head. Oh, so your kids are as high as as tall as they are. There's nothing they can do about it. They're either tall or short or whatever. Mm-hmm. And pointing that out to them, hey, that one is taller than that one. Mm-hmm. Taller is better. Everybody knows that. Uh-huh. You're okay with that. You're okay with your kids feeling like dog shit because they got your short jeans. You're okay with that, but goddamn it, let somebody point out that there's one whiter than the other one. Oh, fuck, now Anthony's going to put on his slippers and go to school? Bullshit, you are.
I'm going barefoot.
You know
barefoot,
I'm fucking
no
right.
Shirt. No, you're not. You're being ridiculous. That's hilarious.
I'm not being ridiculous. I believe this 100%.
Oh, that's the ridiculous
If you're going to stop people, if you're going to stop people lining up from blackest to whitest, then you should stop them from lining up from shortest to tallest. And you know I'm fucking right.
How? What is the point of lining that? What would be the point? What would be the, what, like, why do it? Why line them up from blackest to whitest?
Taking a picture.
Why would you need a picture from blackest to white? Like a reference? Like, this is the diversity of our school? And compare it to the diversity of other schools?
Yes, that's one. Another is you don't want the black people in the back.
Why? Why?
Because then you can't see them. You want them up front where you can make out their faces. Go.
What are you talking about? You can make out their faces?
If you go right now, Google image search black people in crowds, and you can't see them. You know I'm right.
You're fucking crazy. This is the funniest conversation.
You know I'm right.
A Google image search black people in crowds.
Do it.
All right. Why don't you call Laura and ask her, can you see black people in crowds? How do you spell black?
Black. You almost tricked me into saying something. Black people in crowds. Holy crap. See?
that's just a picture of a bunch of white people.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at, and you can't make them out. Unless they're closer to the camera. So you want black people up front, white people to the back of the bus, take their picture, boom.
I don't have an argument. this is weird. Huh. Thanks, Google Podcorn. Image search. thanks, Podcorn. What? All right. Now that nobody's listening, what do you think the chances of Podcorn sticking around as an advertiser are?
They won't even pay us for this.
Oh, it's too late. They already owe us.
Money's already spent.
Money's already spent, right. So do you have to send them the whole episode or just a clip? Because we can try again. Just cobble together us saying, thanks, Podcorn.
Podcorn is great. Website allows you to sponsor big money.
Just cut out the part where you say their website sucks. That was like the first thing you said. Their website sucks. And here's why that's a good thing that I'm saying that.
Well, you know, I knew the podcast wasn't going to last anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the podcast or the advertising?
You heard me right.
I just want to hit that 5-year mark. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. How about we just work on hitting that 1-hour mark?
All right. Let's jump through over here. See if there's any. Okay. There is no.
Brown said teachers left the assembly in tears because they were offended. I hope it's a wake-up call because many people at the school need to hear how we feel. So we just didn't read far enough.
Yeah, I don't care. All right, so we've got some new patrons. This is going to be... Those of you that have signed up recently, you should have gotten an email saying that we will say anything you want us to say instead of doing your shout-out. Mm-hmm. Luckily, nobody has taken us up on that offer.
All right.
So, thank you, Durf, Neil, Devin, Caden, Robert, thank you for upgrading. And then we had somebody that upgraded and asked us to contact our private investigator and do one more backstory. Am I reading this one?
Yes. All right. Did you already read it?
No.
Okay.
Wrong one. Nope. Been a while, man.
Uh-huh.
I read the first fucking line and I was just like, God. Richard is a rodeo clown groupie. In 2017, he was recognized in a special ceremony at the local Denny's by the governor of Arkansas for most blowjobs performed during a single rodeo intermission. The actual number was elusive. Reports range from 12 to 64, but no accurate data exists. I hit that perfect. His hope is to someday become an actual rodeo clown, but he is happy at this point to just help out his fellow performers in any way that he can. When he is not role-playing as the meat in a rodeo clown sandwich, Richard works as a night shift security guard at a parking lot.
Thanks, Richard.
God, I'm so glad we don't do them. And you were actually happy with that one, right?
Yeah, I think our investigator did a good job. It was fun.
No, I want to hire him back on just to fucking fire him again.
Perfect.
So thank you all of those guys that signed up. I suppose there could be a girl in there. I don't know what.
Don't sound so excited.
Thank you everybody for signing up.
Try to dial it back a little bit. Can you?
All right. So we're done with this episode.
Bye. Oh, share our shit. If you like what we do, tell people. Wherever you internet, share our shit.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So now everybody's gone. You want to just shoot the shit?
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Podcorn.
So it's up to you. I'm cutting the episode off there, but we can continue to talk if you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, sure. Why not? We can either do that or we can, whatever you want. I'm good with it. You want to jump in the after show chat, or you want to just keep talking here and see if we can read through some comments if you want?
Yeah, let's see what, I don't want to read the comments. That's fucking gay, but Cage Rarit says, I think
I don't want to read the comments, but
I think Podcorn might not sponsor you again. You think?
No, I think we're good. I think we did as good as anybody that listens to our show would expect that we would do.
You know, it's interesting that we spent all this time trying to get to a point where we could ask somebody to pay us money to talk about them. And then we do, and we shit all over it.
But, I mean, in all honesty, were you expecting anything else? Because
I'm getting static every time you talk.
Oh, well, that's not good. How about now?
Yeah, anytime sound comes in, I'm getting static. It must have been going on the whole time.
But you're just now hearing it?
Yeah, I just now started paying attention to what you were saying. You got that pedal hooked up still?
Yeah, same. I haven't changed anything.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'm diagnosing your audio hookup problems from the other side of the country.
Right. So, in all honesty, did you think that it would go any different? Once we start down that road of, so check out Podcorn, doesn't it's uncomfortable, it's awkward, and your brain automatically is like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what happened. As soon as I got to that part, you know, on our Trello board, I was like avoiding it. I kept jumping over it, pulling shit around, trying to like, you know what, let's just not do this. I don't know what the fuck's going on with your audio, man. That's annoying as shit.
You didn't notice it before? It just started?
Yeah, but anytime you talk, I start getting a little hum. It's like your noise gate opens up and then I can hear it.
I got nothing going on this end. Nothing's different than her. I got no fans running or anything like that.
What about you guys in Discord? Are you guys picking it up?
Yes. No static. What the fuck? No.
Yeah, I guess it's just me. Fuck it. Yes. Okay, it isn't just me. It's fuck you guys, you lying bastard.
Somebody's lying somewhere.
Maybe. Thanks,
that's
Fritzy.
The best answer.
Oh, fuck. Hey, you want to do that? So that thing that we're doing Sunday, we're just going to send out an open invitation for people to come on.
Okay.
You want to do that now, or you want to wait till Sunday, or do it both days?
Both days. Yeah, we can do it now if anybody wants to come on. We got a little bit of time.
All right. How do I do that? Invite.
Something to do with the roadcaster. I'm not sure.
Copy. So where can I put this?
Discord?
I suppose I could put it in Discord, but most people in Discord are audio only.
Oh.
So I just sent a link in our Discord. If you guys want to hop on the stream with us real quick, do the after show chat like this. Fuck it. Two birds, one stone.
Damn straight.
You need to get Jerry and Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop on. Fuck, Fritzy hopped on first thing. God damn it.
What do you mean, god damn it? That's amazing.
Oh, fuck.
No shirt or anything, man. Yeah.
All right.
Who's Joey? I don't know this guy.
All right, let's
Holy
just...
shit. How many people can we have in here?
Oh, my God. I'm not naked.
What's up, Fritzy?
Oh, man.
What's up, Fritzy?
Hello.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing good. Oh,
all right. Your ceiling looks cool.
Why is your fucking ceiling fan? You got exposed wires. That's not OSHA approved.
Is that where you keep the bodies up there? Holy shit, dude! That looks scary as hell.
Let's go up there. Take your camera up there. I want to see what's up there.
No.
What the fuck is going on? Is that wire? What the fuck is going on at your house? Did you chew through those wires? Fuck, man.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Fritzy. Bye. See ya. Joey.
Yo, what's good?
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I'm fucking sick, but shit happens.
Is it corona?
Yeah, probably. When I was at the doctor's, this fucking woman came up to the reception, yeah? And she was like, oh, I've been to Bali in the last month, and I feel sick. I've got a fever. And all the doctors put their fucking corona masks on, took her into this quarantine room. Oh, I thought I was going to die.
So
it was a bit fucked.
What's your name on Discord?
Joey is not AIDS.
Ah, you're the guy that wrote our song.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, how's it going? All right. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was really funny.
So have you got signed by a record deal for a record deal yet?
No, that's the only song of mine that's out in public at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That makes it even better. It's like that's like an honor, man.
Can I be signed to the Who's Right label?
Yes. you're signed.
It's unanimous.
Fuck, I just scribbled everywhere.
So what do you need from us to because we need three albums from you right now.
Yeah, we're gonna sign you to a three album deal.
I need $7 million.
All right, deal.
Done.
You got it.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no worries. See you later.
Bye.
See ya. I hate names that I can't pronounce.
It was Joey.
No. Dude, I got that one, big dummy. This next one here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. Valdwar.
Valdwar.
Hey, Valdwar. I just didn't put a space. Yeah, Anthony, I'm the one who called you the pop punk teenage girl.
God damn you. that one hurt my feelings.
Though I can't really talk because I have this poster fuck right above my bed.
Is that Pink Floyd?
Yeah. But it came with the vinyl, so
that's even worse. Says,
I know. My cat says hi.
Hi. What's your cat's name?
Iris.
Oh, hi, Iris. How you doing?
Yeah. This is extremely boring. I don't know. And also, it's echoing. So I have a headache from listening to the last two guys and now myself echoing because I'm on Discord and on this.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm on mobile.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, peace.
Yep. See ya.
Oh, shit. I almost kicked Brandon out.
That's not good.
What the fuck?
Right. It looks like he's frozen. Brandon, you look frozen. You look bad.
You're going to have to kiss him to unfreeze him.
Nope.
Brandon, are you
Brandon,
there?
You look so mad.
Everything's going to shit.
Just now?
Oh, well,
should we should we bring people in and see what they have to say about Podcorn?
Joey, did you want to come back on? I thought you were wanting to get out of here.
Yeah, sure. Fucking Podcorn is sick. Subscribe to it.
Hey, why don't you do our ad read for us? That would have been
no.
How do you feel about That's advertisements?
If you need to do it, you need to do it. But I'm sort of against it.
This guy gets it.
All right. So you are also an Australian, correct?
Yeah, apparently. That's what they tell me.
Do you listen to, are you involved at all with Dave from Manbrain?
No, I have no idea who that is. Well, I know who it is based on listening to the show, but yeah. I've not had any communication with him.
I can't believe he hasn't fucking reached out to you to have a fucking podcast yet. You can expect it by the end of tonight. You will have your own podcast on his network.
He's already set it up.
Beautiful. I did a podcast once. I did one episode and never went back to it.
What was it?
It was like three. Ah, fucking just a bunch of dickheads talking shit.
I can relate.
Basically, was it called Who's Right?
Yeah. No, it was even gayer. It was called The Chess Club.
The Chess Club?
Yeah.
Chess or chess?
Wait, did you say chess. Even gayer, Art? That's not... That hurt my feelings, too. What the fuck? He was even gayer.
So we have gotten, just so you're aware, we have gotten a lot of positive feedback about your song. We both really got a kick out of it.
Beautiful.
Yesterday I got a text message from Peter Norica, who's the guy that did our original theme song.
Yep.
I don't think he's a fan of your song, but other than that, everybody else has been really happy with it.
It's all right. I'm not a fan of his. I can make a diss track towards him.
No, don't do that.
Do it.
Actually, do it. Yeah,
we can start this.
Oh God. So I wanted to ask you, Doug. You can tune out. Whatever. What did you use to make it? Software, hardware, what?
All in Ableton. I just programmed it all with MIDI. Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
Are you guys speaking Australian? I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Music production. You wouldn't understand. God.
God, you wouldn't understand.
You're okay. Got me. Yeah, I'm with Dave. He says Ableton sucks.
Yeah, sure. If you don't know how to use it, you're fucking nonce.
Were you talking to me or him?
I don't know what that word means, but it was great.
I was talking to Dave. Nonce means pedophile.
Oh.
Yeah, you nonce. Huh. That's cool. You just named the episode.
Why don't you just say pedophile? Everybody knows what pedophile means.
Because nonce sounds funnier?
It kind of does.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right. So we got somebody else here. Let's see what they have to say.
Dolphini.
Dolphini.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I am playing a golf game.
Is it Mario Golf?
So no, it's called Pangea.
What brings you on?
Just thought I'd hop on, see what's happening.
All right.
You're very quiet and you're making the conversation hard to move forward. How where are you at in the country or the world?
I'm in Canada.
Ah, that explains it. So what do you think of Australians? Let's see if we can get these two arguing.
I think Australia's cool.
What do you think of our newest theme song?
The rap one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, I like the Peter Norica one better.
I'll cut your toes off.
I think this is the best way to grow an audience, to pit them all against each other. Fight.
Why are you just not a fan of rap?
Not really, but I just enjoy the style of the other one, but I don't really enjoy rap that much.
Do they have rappers in Canada?
I didn't think
that was all that funny, but
yes. One of the greatest white rappers of all time is from Canada.
Snow?
Ooh. Yeah. Snow.
Kind of forgot about that.
All right.
One of the greatest white rappers of all time. He had one song that wasn't even good.
Yeah,
what
but they're
talking about.
Other than Eminem, who's a better white rapper than him? Name 10 white rappers.
I can't.
Right. So he's in the top 10. So he's one of the greatest white rappers of all time.
God damn, I should be a white rapper.
It's not that hard. We don't have much competition.
So
yeah, fuck, you're one of the greatest white rappers of all time.
Thank you. About like 7, maybe?
Interesting.
All right. Thank you for coming on, Dolphini.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, are you... Do I know you?
I don't know.
It's a weird time to ask that.
Hey, do I know you?
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ah.
Yep, you know him. You know him a little bit too well.
What's up, Zach?
What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
Doing good.
Where are you at?
I'm in the Chicago suburbs.
How old are you?
23.
You are a good-looking 23-year-old, you know.
Aww, thanks, dog. You're the best.
What do you think of our new theme song?
I like it. I think it was a good change of pace. I think, yeah, for not being a rapper, I mean, he did a pretty damn well job. So
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
For not being a rapper,
right?
That was a bad.
Was that like an underhanded compliment?
That was a backhanded compliment.
I mean, yeah, right.
I wouldn't technically call myself a rapper. I don't do it often enough to call myself that. I do it for fun. So that's about it. But yeah,
yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was good.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
I meant to be releasing something soon, but I'm lazy, so it probably won't happen.
I feel that, man.
Hey, so we're going to be putting out our cassette here in the next whatever. I don't know. It'll never happen. But
awesome.
You signed over your rights to. I'm the Suge Knight of this record label.
He's going to hold you outside a fucking building.
Just so you know, you will be published. You will be a published rapper.
Yeah. And go on.
Everything you release in perpetuity belongs to us. Yep, all your bass belongs to us.
Not anything but the bass. Come on, man. You can't take a man's bass.
But just know that if you want a copy of this, you're still going to have to pay just like everybody else.
Oh, like I do monthly anyway.
Well, don't say it like that. Jesus Christ.
Don't say it like that.
How else should I say it?
Like you're happy about it?
Yeah, you
I,
get
I don't know how that sounds. I've never been happy about anything, so I don't know.
All right, fuck. I'm going to gamble here. This is not going to go well.
This one.
Would you suggest to others to sign up to our Patreon? Is it worth it? All right, fuck off. Don't answer it.
I would have to chip in. Yeah, I'd say sign up to you guys. I actually I was getting annoyed of fucking watching the official podcast or listening to those guys. I listened to like all their fucking episodes. So I canceled mine with theirs and then I signed up for you guys.
Same like yesterday. I canceled mine with theirs.
Yeah.
Fuck.
that's not what we're going for here.
I still love Kaya and like. I still like Kaya, and I just get kind of annoyed of fucking Andrew, not gonna lie. Just like when you guys were on there, when you were on there, Doug, and you're just calling him out every time he's defending himself. I'm just laughing my ass off at work listening to that podcast because that's all he fucking does. He's always right. He is never wrong. And it's just so annoying.
Yeah. As much as I would like to continue this conversation, I can't.
Okay, yeah, no worries, no worries.
So you know, if it wasn't for them bringing us on,
of course, yeah,
yeah,
I get you. Yeah, no, like deepest respect for those guys. I wouldn't have found you guys if it weren't for them. So, like I said, I still like their show. I still gotta listen to it every week,
except for the tall insecure one. Moving on.
Oh my god,
his fucking beard is weird.
All right. Well, thank you, you sexy motherfucker, for coming on.
How far outside of Chicago are you?
20 miles west. I always wondered, like, man, I was like, fuck, where's Anthony? I wonder if I would run into you one day. Have you ever been recognized? Any of you guys or no? Like, I know you guys aren't big, but like, that would be fucking hilarious. Like, what would you guys do? What is going to be your reaction to when you get recognized by like a fan?
Sometimes my kids don't even recognize me when I'm in the house, so I'm not all that worried about it.
I mean, I imagine Bernie can't recognize much, right?
Nope. Not out of his just one good eye.
And that's only if it's not stuck shut that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
So, Anthony, how long, so I know how long it would take you, if he's 20 miles west of Chicago, I know how far you guys are from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a chance that there's a possibility you guys could run into each other.
Right.
Okay. So, Zach, what are you going to do? What would you say to him if you see him in fucking Nordstrom's or whatever?
No, hands down, I would honestly ask Anthony if he wanted to grab a drink. Like, he seems like he'd be a really chill person just to sit down and talk to at the bar.
Oh, it would be super annoying. You know what I'm going for?
Well, I mean, I can't bring you. Well, actually, no. I feel like the story I would get out of drinking with Doug would be fucking hilarious. But I don't know, Anthony. You always seem really down to earth. So,
Thank you.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know this whole show is ripping on Anthony, but maybe I want to come on here and
finally, yeah. Somebody gets changing it down to earth. Perfect.
I always thought you just seemed anxious.
Me?
Yeah.
I am always.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yes. Absolutely.
So
if you notice, if you watch just the video, Doug is calm, still collected, and I cannot stop moving. I've watched the video and I'm like, why am I moving so much? it's just you're right. Anxious is a good word for it.
So Zach, if you want, we could just reenact it right now, because I can tell you exactly how it would go. All right. So yeah. you guys bump into each other at whatever, Victoria's Secret, I don't know.
Perfect.
And you look at him and say, hey, you want to go grab a drink? And he says, sure. And then he sits down. And as soon as he sits down, he's going to look at you and say, so you want to get out of here?
I already got a hotel room booked, buddy. Let's go.
I would do many things with my thumb.
I've never
been with a younger man before.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
All right. So when are you free then, Doug?
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You want to see if Brandon is unfrozen?
Yo, Brandon. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
All right. Same question as everybody else. What's your thought on the new theme song?
So the rap one that this guy over here did? Pretty great.
Yeah.
I like how he talked about the OMAD and the, what did he call Kaya?
Terrorist. Indian fuck or something?
Terrorist.
Yeah.
There is definitely something going on with your audio.
Hold on.
Are you guys getting it?
Yeah.
Is it all deep?
No, it's like super choppy.
It sounds a little like this. Hey, how's everybody doing? I sitting here with them.
that's kind of about right. Yeah.
Is that better?
It's quieter, no. But the choppiness is gone.
Oh shit! Hold on. Just give me one sec. Sorry.
All right.
That's beautiful.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the rap. We appreciate
it. No worries, guys. I'm glad I could help the show. Beautiful. Right. I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yep, see ya.
All right, let's give Brandon one more shot and then get the fuck out of here.
All right.
All right,
yo. Brandon, what's up? There you go. What's up?
I can't hear you.
Do you need me to do sign language?
All right.
He's I can't hear you.
And on that note,
he's just as much technical difficulties as we do.
All right. Oh, fuck.
One more shot.
All right. Yeah. So my headphones kept crashing, so I gotta, hopefully you can't hear yourselves.
No, I think we're good. You sound better.
All right. So there we go. Let's leave it like this.
All right.
So you've got yourself a show as well, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you got going on over there?
All right. So I just talk to anybody who does anything related to media. I just try to have a good old time.
Hey, what
are
if we...
you're the hey, how are you doing today show or whatever?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going show?
Hey, there you go. Hey, how's it going? I knew it was something like that.
So what if we just do two birds, one stone? Because we told him we'd come on his show. We just record it now and then just give him the... Does that count?
I mean, we need a little bit more time than that.
All right. You're fucking picky.
I mean, you want to go for another hour. I mean, that's fine.
No. We're not going to go for an hour when we come on.
I got work tonight.
Yeah. It usually goes from, like, you know, depending on the guest, 30 minutes to an hour. I'm flexible. So whatever, however long you guys are good to go for.
Sweet.
You
know,
18, 20, 22 minutes, somewhere around there.
with 22 minutes with commercials.
Do you watch professional wrestling, Brandon?
I don't. I'm pretty boring.
I have been stuck in this fucking watching wrestling shit on YouTube again. You remember like a year ago, Anthony, I was.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm right back in it again. Like not watching old matches or anything.
Like new shit?
No. I'm sorry. Not watching anything new. I still don't know anything past The Rock. Like nothing. Jesus. but it's just been a lot of like shoot interviews or behind the scenes stuff. And, but it's so like
weird.
No shit. Like hours of my life wasted on, ask me a question. Go ahead. Anybody ask me a question about wrestling.
You like that Attitude Era stuff?
Yeah.
That's love my mama. That's the best I got.
So when was the dude that painted his face, the Ultimate Warrior, when was he famous? What era was that?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know the Ultimate Warrior?
I don't know anything about anything. I just know I've been sitting there watching this shit.
When I was probably, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, I had a buddy that was really big into wrestling, and he really wanted me to get into wrestling. So I was like, okay, yeah, I like the Ultimate Warrior. He's my favorite. I never watched any wrestling. I always thought it was stupid. Even when I was a kid, I was like, this is just dumb.
The only thing I know about wrestling is that I think Kane or something is trying to run for governor of some state or some town.
Are you talking about Jesse Ventura? That was old news.
I thought it was like Kane. I can't remember. I was talking to Dave about it the other day.
Jesse the Body Ventura. Remember him? What era was he in?
Dave, how come you're not? I'm surprised you didn't jump on here.
He might have fell asleep. He just streamed with me for like an hour and a half. He was giving me that political compass test.
Where do you fall?
We didn't finish it. It's like we went an hour and a half and only got halfway through.
The test is like four questions, isn't it?
No, it's like we did a good 50 of them and like took an hour and a half. Of course, he had to explain a lot of them to me. Like, in every question I asked, he'd be like, oh, well, you think that way? Like, well, why don't you think this? I don't know. I had a good time, though. It was fun.
It has nothing to do with where you fall on the political spectrum. It has to do with Dave just trying to convert you.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I had a good time, though. It was fun.
Good.
All right. You ready to get out of here? Anthony, we still got to go to our after show chat.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on,
I'll see you guys there.
Yep. See you later.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.